Hey there, this is Jill Foster in Washington, D.C. Big hello and welcome to you to the podcast of 5-Minute Stories, where each week the pure love of super short storytelling drives the show. Before we dive into our next story, there's some fun context. There are some friends in New York, Shia and Lori, who helped start a fun storytelling game. And bottom line, for a few months now, one of us would post an Instagram photo and invite the other two to write a short story. So with that context, Lori posted a wonderful black and white photo. The point of view is this. It's peering through barren branches. Again, it's black and white, so you have that mystique. It's peering through barren branches to what looks like a lake shore and additional brush and trees. So with that image floating around in your head, that inspired this story, and it's called A Shepherd's View. The island gave Samuel plenty of quiet and habitat to discover. His current view, though, of the island's eastern shore distracted him and ricocheted voices of masters long gone. In moments like these, some might find that Samuel being a sheepdog was a comforting fact, because no matter how much he, as in he, Samuel, missed his beloved masters, he knew somehow his canine capacity could only permit so much heartache. But it was this particular glance of the forest teasing the shored waters that blurred the limits of how much a dog could feel. Mysterious cues rumbled up inside Samuel, what some call evoking the past. So he sat his canine heft to rest and took in this view along with his inner bounce of thought. Then the voice of his master from long ago bubbled up as if a kind, authoritative ghost. "Get them, Samuel! Get the sheep veering west!" a would-be phantom seemed to say in his master's voice. How Samuel loved to hear his master say his name, he knew that for a fact. It was when he heard his master say, "Samuel!" that he felt like a most trusted dog and herder of sheep. And now, Samuel asked himself, why, oh why, did his master like that boat thing? His animal mind posed that question to any surviving ghost that may be near. The answer, however, was always the moist silence dabbing the island air. Again, Samuel pined in his mind, why did his master like that boat thing? Why did he and sweet mistress sail on such a gray-struck day back then? Samuel remembered his sweet mistress, too, and how she loved the gray days on the water just like his master did. And of the three of them on that boat thing that day, Samuel wished more of his kind were aboard. Maybe then he and the pack of sheepdogs could have herded his two humans ashore, because is it not the steady will of a sheepdog to corral and protect? So now there sat Samuel with his reflections of if-onlys and what-ifs and that thumping question, why did the humans like that boat thing? Both the question and the answering silence confused him now, but he kept asking his absent masters because even if that question reached only his canine mind, it was the asking that brought his human master somehow closer to where he was now. A few minutes passed, and Samuel's next memory was of his drenched body aching awake, with his hind legs tender from competing with angry waters. He then recalled his first lurch up on all fours at the shore, looking for any sign of his master and his mistress. But no likeness of them met his expectant search after search after search. The only token of his sweet mistress and master was that dreaded boat thing, the hull of which was splintered on the shore. It all came back to Samuel so crystal clear, and all of a sudden, Samuel's memory pined less for the past and more for the discovery of habitat itself. Such is the nature of a sheepdog. So off Samuel went toward different views, herding new thoughts with every step. And that's our storytelling fun for today. Thanks again so much for diving in. And this is Jill Foster in Washington. And I hope that your next dose of storytelling fun is just around the corner.